What can I get you? Ah, you for that. I should warn you. Jeez. Never mind, you'll find out. Head on back to the kitchen. Knock, big door, can't miss it.
Guten Morgen, du musst mein neuer Assistent sein. Oh, right, you probably speak common. Apologies. Hello, good morning. My name is Flambe. You're my new assistant, yes? Surprised? Don't worry, I get that a lot. It is not every day you see a dragon baker. But, as they say, anything is possible in the town of Stahlwerk. Come, come, follow me. I will show you the kitchens. Here we are. This is where the cooking happens. Oh, meine Güte. I am sorry. I often forget to mind my tail. I have been alone back here for some months. Are you all right? Here, let me help. There you go. Are you all right? Oh, apologies again. I often find it easier to use my tail to move things behind me, rather than turn around. When you are as large as I am, it is often easier that way. I hope you do not find that unusual. Let's dust you off. There you are. Good as new. I can be a bit clumsy here and there, but I try to correct my mistakes. Where I can. Now, do you have any cooking experience? I see. Well, that counts. I often like assistants without much professional training. It means they have nothing to unlearn. So, as long as you are willing to try new things, I'm sure you will do fine. What happened to my last assistant? Well, this restaurant has been open for 800 years or so. I have been the head baker for 500 of those years. A lot of my assistants simply... I guess you could say age out of the job? What? Were you afraid I set them on fire for messing up an order or added them to my hoard? No. While some of my family might be into that sort of thing, you will find I am a much kinder dragon. Oh, I have not introduced myself. I am Flambe, by the way. Flambe Todesfeuer. Do not look up what my last name means, by the way. It is, a family title. In any case, yes, the kitchens. I apologize if everything is a little big for you. My last assistant was a gnoll, and he was far larger. We will get in some new tables and equipment for you. But in the meantime, I will show you the ropes, as they say. We are mainly a bakery. Lots of breads and pastries. A lot of what you will be doing is helping me measure out ingredients and kneading the dough for smaller orders. I will handle the larger ones. Oh, one moment. The oven fire is getting a little low. Das ist es. Perfekt. Oh, I should have warned you. I am sorry, it is simply easier to use my breath to light the ovens. When you are a dragon, there really is not much use for matches. Onwards with the introduction. I was prepping some dough, so you can watch me finish that up. It is an order for some ogres. We get a lot of orders for various creatures, so we have many ingredients to suit multiple tasters. What sort of bread do ogres like? Cranberry, of course. Why do you ask? In any case, kneading is a very important step in bread making, you know? Flour is full of gluten, but we must warm this up and create stretchy, pliant strands. Can you see from down there? One moment, I'll put you up on the table. There we are. That is a better view. You may get some flour on yourself, but that is a part of being a baker, correct? As I was saying, we must stretch the gluten in the dough. You see, when you bake a loaf of bread, it rises because of the yeast or other leaveners. If you have not built up the gluten strands in your dough, it will not have enough structure to keep its shape after the yeast has done its work. It's a fine art, knowing just how much to knead, because if you do it too much, your bread will come out hard and tough, and no bread deserves that. Each loaf is to be loved. Mwah! An adorable little lump of dough. I make many of these every day, sometimes multiple batches at once. I have been known to use my tail to knead when things are particularly busy, but that might be a little hard for you to mimic, huh? In any case, no matter how many loaves I make, I think each and every one is special. And that is why they taste so good. You must learn to love what you do, because those who taste your food will taste that love. Yes? Here, try it. Simply work it back and forth. Try to find a rhythm. Some flour for your hands. Ah, you seem to have a sense for this. A baker's touch. You will make a lovely assistant. Particularly once we get a table small enough that you don't have to sit on it and knead at the same time. There we go. That should be enough. Could you get the cranberries from the storeroom in the back? The door is large, but there is a pulley. With some elbow grease, you should be able to get it open. Thank you.
Warte kurz. Ah, ich habe die Zitronenschale vergessen.
Hello? Assistant? I forget to mention I need some lemon zest. Oh.
Oh. Oh, I am sorry. I did not mean to pin you on the wall there. My largeness is inconvenient sometimes. I have gotten stuck in more than one doorway. Ah, here are the lemons. And you've already found the cranberries. You are a natural in the kitchen. Come, let's finish up this bread. There we are. Ogre-sized bread will take at least a few hours. I don't suppose you would like to have tea in the meantime? My prior assistant and I used to have tea while waiting on bread to proof or things to cook. I just thought I would offer. Oh? You would? Delightful! I shall put the kettle on. Oh, sorry. I should have warned you again. I will have to make your tea extra sweet for putting up with all my surprises. Come, sit with me. This is the lounge area for bakers and tavern staff. Come, sit next to me. There is a bit of room. Ah, I love a good cup of tea. So, do you have any questions for me? Do I get sad when assistants move on? Well, I suppose I do, but as a dragon, you get used to such things. I have been alive a long time, I started out doing the normal dragon thing. Pillaging, hoarding gold. I kidnapped a princess once. It was awkward. But we became friends after. It did not make me happy, however. I decided I wanted to use my fire to make things and not destroy them. So I took this shape and looked for work. It took a century or so, but I found this restaurant, and I've been working for the family for several generations since. Oh, of course this is not my true shape. My true shape would crush this building, and that would be very bad for business. Though, to answer your question, yes, I do get sad, but every life I encounter leaves a mark on me, a mark I cherish. Every recipe I make has a little bit of flavor from those I have spent time with. This cranberry bread, for instance, has lemon zest from the lemons the tree outside makes. My prior assistant and I planted the tree as a sapling, and now it is big and strong. It is a special lemon that their family grew. It has a very specific taste. And though they are no longer here, their memory is in their taste and in my heart. Because your lives are short compared to mine, I tend to fall in love with everyone I meet, quickly and completely. On that note, many of my assistants enjoyed when I curled my tail into their laps while we talked. They found it comforting. I can make my body as hot or as cold as you would like, if you would enjoy that. You would? Lovely. I think we are going to get along famously. Let me know if you are in any way uncomfortable. And thank you for becoming my assistant. I think we are going to make many, many wonderful things together.